It is September 10th, 1898, 1:30 p.m. Sissy and her lady-in-waiting hurry from her Geneva hotel to the pedal steamer that is waiting to take her to a health resort. The ladies are running very late. Just before they reach the boat, a man lunges at the Empress. She falls, but quickly gets back on her feet and gets aboard. She doesn't realize that she's critically injured, instead believing that the man merely punched her. But the assassin, Luigi Lucchini, has in fact rammed a metal file deep into Elizabeth's chest. On the upper deck of the steamer, the Empress collapses and asks, "What actually happened?" She then faints and is quickly taken back to the hotel. But when her body is opened, a small brownish spot can clearly be seen on the left-hand side of her chest. At 2:40 p.m., the legendary Empress of Austria dies, murdered by an Italian anarchist. After her mother's death, Sissi's daughter Marie-Valerie wrote, "Now it has happened just as she always wished. Quickly, painlessly, without medical consultations, without long, anxious days of worry for her loved ones." Why am I telling you this in front of the Josephinum? Because you can see the murder weapon here. But you need to look very carefully, because the stiletto-shaped triangular file with which Sissi was stabbed is actually quite small and unremarkable. Sissi's autopsy revealed something unusual on her body. A tattoo of an anchor on her shoulder, which she had done at an infamous harbor bar at some point. The emperor and the Viennese court were not supposed to find out about it, as it would have caused a major scandal. Obviously, there's much more to see at the Josephinum. Opened in 1785, the Josephinum is home to one of the world's leading historic medical collections, the central component of which are its world-famous anatomical wax models.